You niggers, listen now. I'm gonna tell you how to keep from getting tortured when the Klan is on the prowl. Stay at home at night and lock your doors up tight. Don't go outside or else you'll find those crosses are burning bright. Now I know you won't believe me, so I'm gonna tell you why. The Cajun Ku Klux Klan is gonna get you by and by. I'm warning you that when I'm through, you're gonna change your tune. This story's about a nigger, his name was Levi Coon. He walked into a cafe, he thought he'd get a bite. He thought that they would serve him since they passed the civil rights. The waitress told him no, and that he'd better go. He said, no ma'am, my Uncle Sam say I don't have to go. So he sat there in that cafe, being stubborn as a mule. No matter what she said, he wouldn't get up off that stool. He sat there like a jackass, said I'm gonna demonstrate. I came in here to eat, and I ain't leaving till I've ate. The waitress had enough. She said, I'll call your bluff. She said, if we can't treat you right, we'll have to treat you rough. The phone was in her hands. She gave him one more chance. He wouldn't go, and so she called the Cajun Ku Klux Klan. When he saw them Cajuns coming, Levi knew it was too late. His eyes popped out his head, and his kinky hair got straight. He said, oh, lousy white folks, I didn't mean a thing. Why did I have to listen to that demonstrator king? Now niggers understand, they tied up both his hands. He was at the mercy of the Cajun Ku Klux Klan. I knew just what they'd do. Levi knew it too. I knew what kind of torture they would put that nigger through. Now the moral of this story, as plain as it can be, niggers, mind your business and let us white folks be. You'd better heed my warning and try to understand. Don't you demonstrate around the Cajun Ku Klux Klan.